This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, being brought to you live by the Frog Lube, performance made in the USA studio. On a Monday evening, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. A lot of you have, if you haven't figured it out just yet, I have become a big fan of the agency arms concept and what they actually put in place. In my hands, I have a Urban. I have a Glock 21 and the Urban trim, which it's a lot lighter, a lot more narrow, a lot more controllable, definitely carryable, and it is a good self-defense weapon. I like this type of weapon. And I thought that this was like the ultimate design. But you know what? It wasn't. At SHOT Show, they debuted a couple of new firearms. And joining me now, and this was interesting because I've never seen anybody debut a firearm this way. But joining me now, from his regular day job as the chief instructor at Pace Performance Consulting, is Paul Van Dunk. Good morning, sir. Or evening, rather. Good evening, sir.
How are you, Bill?
You were the one. I'm doing good. You were the one that showed up at SHOT, and you were surrounded by people, and you came out with like a tactical lunch bag, which sort of underscores the whole concept behind the agency arms setup on a gun. And you introduced the NOC, the NOC. Can you describe for everybody now? Understand this. Let me say this about the agency guns, which I have three of to the audience. Flat shooting, imminently. I mean, the slide feels like it's just going parallel to whatever the ground is, wherever you're standing, and it gives you this greatest feeling of confidence when you're running this gun to just sling a lot of lead in general direction, really, really fast, which is called gunfighting. And this is for me the ultimate gunfighting tool. And it isn't anymore, is it? Because of the NOC. What is the NOC?
Well, the NOC was a concept basically brought to life by Michael Parks and Randy Nisswander of Agency, the director and co-director of Agency Arms. The NOC pistol was an idea. And first, let me say that this isn't something that's new. The execution is new, but the idea is not new. Sight tracking guns have been around, compensated guns have been around for quite some time. It's not necessarily a groundbreaking development. It's something that we decided that we wanted to give it our own honest, the good old college try with. So what we've done is we've taken the idea of a Glock platform in a 19 frame and slide, and we've put in a sight tracking compensator and barrel couple. So now we have a 17 full length on our slide. It'll fit in a standard 17 holster. The sight is mounted to the compensator, much like a sight tracking gun. And the compensator and the sight tracker, the whole package together, works very well.
And if you want to take the, if you to clean the gun, the compensator will screw off and screw on. I watched you do it, and on video, it seems very easy to. Have you actually run one of these? I've seen video of one of these run, but Mike, when he was sending me the video, he was sending me the bullseye shooters. I'm talking about the combat shooters that just want to. I like to see the slide in a blur. Have you run it yet?
I've run it a lot. I have about 4,000 rounds on the platform or on this, on this particular system. This system is one of those things that initially I had my doubts because the biggest thing with compensated guns is to get them to actually breathe and work, they actually have to have quite a charge behind them. Being 2011 guns chambered in 40 Smith & Wesson, 38 Super, and other calibers such as 10mm full power 45, they're usually running custom loads. So the load data and the compensator, depending on how it breathes, is going to really depend on that load data and that individual shooter and how they've tuned the gun. Now, the biggest difficulty with this particular firearm was creating a system that was going to work with just about every type of ammo on the market because we can't all afford. I'm a blue collar gentleman myself, so I can't necessarily afford to run the best ammo on the market. Sometimes I do have to, you know, just like everybody else, I have to run to Walmart and get the 100 round box of Winchester, you know, just to make the day of training worth it.
Right.
So that was one of the biggest problems that we came across, and that was dealing with comp sizing, port sizing, length, all that good stuff. And what we ended up doing is we came across kind of the perfect platform, the perfect design for the compensator. And I think that was revision 6 or 7. Revision 6 or 7 was kind of the one. And what's great about the gun as a whole is that we're going to be offering it with a 3-recoil system. It's going to be 3-recoil springs. Same guide rod, obviously. It'll be available with a 13-pound, a 15-pound, and 18-pound spring. And that all is going to depend on what ammunition you decide to shoot. If you're running 115 grain, you'll have to run the weaker spring. You could run a 124 or 147 with the 15, and then the plus P plus with the 18. The gun itself is built on a Lone Wolf frame, which we really dig the Lone Wolf frames. And the coolest thing about it is it does change the grip angle for shooters a little bit. We got a much larger shelf for that accelerator cut that we're known for,
right,
as well as using our own now. We're using our own magazine release. So one of the drawbacks from the system was that we had saw a little bit of daylight with our release cut around the magazine release. So we weren't happy with it. We didn't think it was a finished product. So Randy, director Nisswander and director Parks got their heads together and decided that they wanted to get a new magazine release in the system before we got it going.
So this is different from the third gen and the fourth gen Glock.
It's very similar, but it is indeed different. The thing that makes it different is the way the Lone Wolf frame is cut. So
see, I thought that was a Lone Wolf frame when I saw that grip angle. I was just like, there's no way they can shave it like that. There's no way to shave it that much and it still have a back wall. I'm glad I have that eye. When you were thinking about doing this, when you guys were putting this together, was it meant to be off of a Glock 19 size gun and be a Glock 17 length, or is that just the way it worked out? It's a really nice coincidence. Is this all by design?
I think what ended up happening was we wanted to have something to offer to the mass, to the public, that would be a 19 size and a 17 overall length. And I don't really want to call it a grip chop, but what it is we have a 17 overall length, which is not a very large footprint, and we have a 19 size grip. That was intentional. And it was one of the things that made this project difficult because of the amount of material that we were actually lacking when it came to the addition of the compensator and the addition of the sight tracker. So to make all this work, the channel had to be very carefully selected as far as where we placed it, how it was angled. We still wanted to maintain that relentless Glock reliability that they are known for.
Right.
So yes, indeed, we did. It was not a happy coincidence. We did design it to start as a 19.
Okay. I tell you what, we're coming up on the first break. Let me get you to hold right there, and we'll pick this up on the other side. You can find out more about Mr. Van Dunk by going to paceshooting.com. He is one of the new breed of instructor that is exciting me because he's quite in league with Aaron Cowan at Sage Dynamics, and I'm very, very big on Aaron. We will be right back. Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. There's nothing quite like sitting here and having an agency arms pistol right beside me. And the only thing that dilutes it now is I know I don't have the ultimate gun that they make anymore, which sort of is a bummer. But I'm working on that. But anyway, joining me from right now in California with a K. Doesn't that sort of bother you to be there, by the way? Is Paul Van Dunk, the chief instructor of Pace Performance. I know it's great to be out there with Parks and Niesvander and all those, you know, Naganuma and all those great guys. But you're in California, man.
It's been a very difficult, I guess it's been a difficult transition for me just because of the amount of time I've spent out here now.
Yeah.
They brought me out to help out with some projects. And I on a daily basis, I am baffled by some of the laws set forth in the state. And I'm not used to the restrictions and regulations and the wait times and the it's a shame. But it's not, honestly, it's not so bad. It's funny that I would say 90% of the shooters here follow the guidelines, if you will.
Right.
But the other, that same 90%, that they're all abiding by the laws. They have their own little ways to, their own little things and subtle nuances to get around and skirt issues, which I thought was pretty neat. Not my cup of tea, but I thought it was pretty interesting the way they kind of skirt around some issues that the legislators are currently trying to close some of those loopholes. But they're fighting a good fight out here, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, there's 9 million gun owners in California, and, you know, just the other day, Governor Moonbeam, the concealed carry permit, of which there's been, what, about 60,000 of those out of 37 million people or however many live out there, 50,000, 60,000. There was one, they had the same carve-out, you know, as law enforcement. And Moonbeam got rid of the part where they can carry on school grounds because of that vast epidemic of concealed carry permit shootings that have been happening at California schools. No, wait a minute. Yeah. That didn't actually really happen. He just got rid of it.
Because
So, I mean, yeah, they have a lot of solutions for a lot of things that are not problems.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Mike is a law enforcement officer there, and I mean, as in your capacity, with you being an instructor and such, can you carry a gun in California?
No, my license to carry a firearm is not held valid here in California. I don't know many that are. It is an LE state, I guess you could say. So if you were to be an out-of-state resident to carry here, you would have to be law enforcement.
Right. Okay, well, we'll have that. That's a talk for another day. Now, how is it? Which, by the way, I thought it was a piece of genius for Callan and you to be the introducers of this, and not some. I'm glad that agency didn't hire some presenter or something, because you guys, you and Aaron Callan and some of the other people, you sort of represent the. You're on the tip of what I call gun culture 2.0. You guys are going to be the ones that are training the next generation of people. And as such, you're part of the Recoil group. You know, that generation of shooter that has come out that doesn't look, although I'm trying real hard to catch up. If I had the hair, for example, I'd have your haircut.
Well, I appreciate that.
If you haven't ever seen Paul has a haircut reminiscent of the 82nd Airborne when they were getting ready to jump into Normandy. They all went to Mohawks and face paint, although he wasn't wearing any face paint the other day.
They wouldn't let me.
No face paint for Paul. Is it a testimony to Agency Arms that the trainers think highly enough of what they do to get out there and get behind it and be part of the team on the, you know, the outside leading in?
Well, In the sense of, I guess, family that we have for agency,
right?
We are not necessarily supporting the company just because we're all friends or just because we're being compensated, because that's not necessarily true with all of us. We support the company because we believe in their core value. They have a family structure here that is unparalleled to any other manufacturer I've ever come across. From Skip and Jack Senior and Garrett in the shop to Maria and all the other girls, including Catherine and Aiden and Mr. Naganuma, all the people here, we are a family. And what's interesting about being here and being in this environment is that you really do get a sense that everyone cares. I mean, even down to Skip and Jack, when they're running the machines, they will come to Director Ms. Wander or they'll come to Director Parks if they feel that something may not make great. And then the final decision is made to say, hey, you know what, scrap that. Let's replace that customer's item. And we're going to go ahead and get them, you know, a 100% product. And that's not because they're afraid of a mistake. They're afraid of disappointing the customer. And to me, that speaks volumes. And I don't think that the industry really gets out there enough. You see a lot of faceless companies. You don't ever really get to know the people behind the companies, whereas I think that needs to change. The men and women here at agency work their tails off Monday through Friday and some even weekends to make sure that our customers get the product that they want and deserve in a timely fashion. And I understand that you have a couple agencies as well, and you understand the fit and finish and the love that goes into this.
Well, here's what I'll tell you about what they do, and I mean this in all sincerity. What they send, when you send them a gun or when they're sending you a gun, it has all of the hallmarks of this is the only way this gun was ever meant to be. And you get point of sale, and if you send it in a box, you get that box back. And some of these things that I'm saying may seem like small potatoes, but I've dealt with other gun modification companies, and I've sent them my gun in a box, and I'll get it back shrink wrapped with no box. Or something stupid something like that, or it'll, you know, if it's like a $3,000 rifle, it comes in a bag that looks like they pulled it out of the back. It used to be a Maxpedition bag, but that was 3 years ago, and it's been dragged behind a pickup truck. They'll send it in something like that, and it's the presentation that is projected by agency when it goes from point A to point B, which, you know, coming from California to South Carolina, that's about as far away as you can get, is still felt when you make that, when you open that box the first time, when you look at everything that comes with it, when you read the story about it, when you look at who's back in the company, the presentation is very powerful. And, we're coming up on the next break, but when we get back, you mentioned something that I mentioned, over the weekend in a video that I want to expand on, because there's lots of people that do custom guns and there's lots of people that do custom Glocks. But there is nobody that I've seen, and I've seen a couple myself, that approaches the execution that agency throws out there. And I want you to talk about that when we get back. PaceShooting.com is where you can find Mr. Van Dunk when he's going to be getting back to the training. We're going to talk about that a little bit after the next segment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
The sense of what you're carrying being the perfect gun is exactly what you get from the only problem I've ever had with agency is that they don't do every gun out there, but you know, I'm a Glock guy, so it works out pretty good that they've been concentrating on Glocks. But joining me to talk about a few things as far as agency, and this is one of the guys that's on the inside that is dealing with it. At the same time, he's on the outside because he's not an agency employee per se, is Paul Van Dunk. You were talking earlier about the execution, and that's the thing that I've got three of these, and what the one thing that I have found is a uniform set of quality on them. You know, the two 9mm I have, the 19 and the 17, apart from the fact that one's a third gen and the other one's a fourth gen, I can see, it's almost like I can tell it's the same CNC machine to a certain degree. It's the same technique, which that's a little more important than most people think with a custom gun, because this getting out there and playing 52 pickup when you start working on cutting slides and reshaping and shaving down frames and everything, especially with the trigger can be very, you know, that can be a big part of liability. The agency approach seems to be uniform and dead on it. Am I right about that?
I would have to agree on that, and in many different ways, the agency approach to things really is top notch, and that goes all the way down to the way things are inspected. There are two QC people on staff that they have to pass. The guns have to pass two QC people. Now, obviously, these are machines made by men, and mistakes can happen. And we have done our absolute best to minimize that from happening. As that with that second QC person in place to kind of check everything out and be sure that the customer is getting what they paid for. And that's the big thing, too. How many companies are out there, and sometimes you get that feeling like, well, we have your money, okay. Agency really does seem to follow the customer, you know, from beginning to last step. If that customer decides to get themselves so involved with it, you can call. Generally, people call all the time and check on their status, and we have no problem taking care of that because, I mean, it's an investment, and we appreciate the customer, and we appreciate the fact that they want to spend their hard-earned money with us.
But when we're talking about the hard-earned money, I think it's very fair to say that the price for the full build, if you take the stock Glock and send it there to them for the full build, which is their three components, slide, frame, and trigger, I find that compared to some of the other prices I've seen to be very, very, very good, very, very, very reasonable. And the other part that's very, you can piecemeal it too. Like if you can't afford to do everything, you can start with the trigger, which is really worth the price of admission to begin with, and then work your way up from there and decide what you really need to go with it. But I mean, it's very much a sort of we've got this for you, but if you don't like this, you can have it your way kind of thing. I mean, it's very customer oriented.
Absolutely. And it needs to be that way because we would never want to paint a customer into the corner to where they would not be able to be part of what we have going on here, that whole agency experience, if you will. And to me, one of the coolest parts about the company is that when you buy a part or something from us, and even up to a full build, you really are part of the company. You're part of the brotherhood, as we call it. And
right. We
take that to heart because it's not a gimmick. We really feel connected to our customers. We do our absolute best to take them as close care to them as we possibly can.
Is this I'm presuming that when you're back in Pennsylvania, in the rest of the United States where freedom is appreciated, you're carrying an agency gun. Are you going to carry the knock?
Well, I was just speaking to this at lunch. I really want to put more time into the firearm, but yeah, I'm 100% confident in carrying it at this point. When I get back to Pennsylvania, I believe that this would probably be now. And once again, it wasn't necessarily designed for carry, but of course, it can be used for anything the end user wants to do with it. I would personally enjoy carrying this piece of equipment just because the maximum amount of rounds on any target, whether it be competition, paper, steel, or human media, if you will, I would like to get the piece of equipment to function and run as flat and as flawlessly as I possibly could get it to go. Now, I can achieve those with the agency urbans and hybrids at fields, but as you've seen, the knock is in a realm all of its own.
Right. The knock introduces a part what I would call in radio or in editing, I call it the workflow. When the workflow of firing the gun, the knock introduces a new element that is not present in the other three models. That really not one that I've ever thought was necessary. And what I really want to do is I want to see somebody with high frame rate, slow motion, and do some measurements. Because I don't think that muzzle is moving. It doesn't look like it's moving.
No, the muzzle does not move very much. Now, obviously, that depends on the shooter. At SHOT Show, at the party, which was last Wednesday night, we had many, many, many people, probably 240-some people, come through and test fire the knock for themselves. The most interesting thing about the firearm itself is that you don't have to fight this gun. You don't have to drive this gun nearly as hard as you would a standard non-knock. So anything other than the knock, you generally find yourself driving the gun very aggressively. At least I do myself, especially with my 17th and 19th more so. So when I feel this gun in my hand, I start to get in that really aggressive, what I call that killer grip. And I end up shooting it and like relaxing because it's like, oh wait, this gun is doing all the work for me. I shouldn't try to fight it. And when people start relaxing with the gun, not trying to fight it so hard, it's a sewing machine.
Sort of make it sound like a fitted golf club.
It's an impressive piece of equipment.
Yeah.
And once again, it's nothing new. It's nothing that anyone's not done before. It's the execution here that is really in the league of its own. The way it's been done is pretty unique. The way that the comp threads on and we keep the sight tracker there, and the way it all functions, all the extra serrations for those individuals of any shooting, let's call it league, like it, whether they're competition, defense, they're more tactically trained, whatever it may be, all those walks of life can manipulate this firearm, and it almost feels intuitive. Like as soon as you grab it, the gun tells you exactly where to put your hands. That being said, the use of the gun is incredible, and it's one of those things you just have to experience.
I'm hoping. We're coming up on the last break. When we get back, I want you to explain the sight tracker, and then I want to talk a little bit about pace performance, which we haven't gotten a chance to talk about because I'm looking at people like you and Cowan, and I've had experience with people as old as, and John Farnham is in his 70s and he's still a tactical trainer, and I've, you know, coming back and everything, but you and Eric Utrecht, Aaron Cowan, you guys are the new breed that is coming with a different sort of philosophical outlook, and I want to try to tap you on that one. Pace Performance Consulting, if you want to check them out, they are at paceshooting.com. Their statement says it's about the student. And Agency Arms, you can find that at agencyarms.us, which will redirect you, or agencyarms.com, whichever. And they will tell you there about the client. So whichever way you go to these folks, whether it's to go to Paul to be trained or go to Agency to buy a gun, you're coming first. Common denominator there. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Rick Ostick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. We've been talking about a very exciting and new company. Just had their first birthday. I mean, they weren't in existence in December of 2014. We've been talking about Agency Arms with Paul Van Dunk. The site tracker. Now, for those who don't understand what a site tracker is when you're describing that, because that is that's part of the system that makes this different from the urban and the field gun and the hybrid, which I don't really. I've got urban and I've got two field guns. I don't even know that much about the hybrid, although I'm working on that. But anyway, describe the sight tracker for us real quick. What makes this unique?
Traditionally, sight trackers are 2011s or 1911s. Now, to bring into perspective, the 1911 is a Browning design. And the barrel does not move a whole lot. It just goes back and down slightly. The sight tracker in a 1911 or 2011, the sight is affixed to the barrel, not the slide. Now, there's a channel open on the top of that slide where the barrel actually acts like the completion of the top of the slide. So it's a very seamless look until the gun cycles. And then you understand, like, oh, wow, that's actually the barrel, not the slide. The cool thing about that is, with the sight tracker, the sight's not moving with the slide. It's staying put with the barrel. And that's really the coolest part of the design, is that with any traditional semi-auto polymer frame gun or any other gun but a sight tracker, the sight is usually affixed to the slide. So that is reciprocating almost constantly. Whereas with this design, the sight only tilts up a little bit during use. So that's definitely one of the biggest benefits of this, is that it's going to be running really flat, and with the right setup and the right grip technique and experience, you're really going to reap the full benefits of that sight tracker.
If I were to look at the top of the slide on the inside of this gun, am I going to see something a little more scalloped out? Because typically with the Glock design, you've got a very pronounced angle when that slide pops back and cycles. And I watched the video of you and Chris manipulating the slide, and that barrel is not moving that much. At first glance, everybody's like, well, that's sort of cool. That's like an engineering marvel, isn't it?
Well, with the setup that's being used right now, the barrel does move a little bit, just like it would normally. However, not being a fixed in a normal sense, it's not generally moving as pronounced as it would be if it didn't have the comp on it. If it was just a floating barrel, if you would. So we haven't changed anything as far as the engineering behind the Glock slide and or barrel coupling. But what we've done is we've taken that whole idea and that premise, and we've really refined it to make it work with the Glock, especially with, as you said, the scalloping and that sight channel. We've even allowed a little bit on both sides to make sure that debris and or any type of media that would come into the fire, be introduced to the firearm in adverse conditions would not impede function.
Yeah, that's got to be very important there with that, the way that's locking up when it comes forward and everything. Pace performance. One thing I've noticed about you and Aaron and Trek, and do you know Trek? You know Trek, don't you? Everybody knows Trek.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
One thing I've noticed about you guys is that, and this is nothing against the instructors of my generation, my age group. You guys do not seem to be nearly as egocentric, if I may.
I don't have time for ego.
Right.
I generally, in classes, we deal with it enough. And obviously that's the instructor and what the instructor puts forward. I'm not here to make billions of dollars. I'm not here to make a name for myself. If anything, I'm here to help the students, the end users, the people that need the training, that want the training, that take it upon themselves to go out and purchase a firearm and then seek instruction. And one of the holes in the industry I saw was that people were buying firearms, and this is not the instruction industry, this is the purchasing side of the house. People are buying guns, and they're like, okay, I'm done. I have guns. So I don't, you know, I go to the range and I shoot a piece of paper every now and then. So, you know, I know what I'm doing.
Right.
Having a gun is not having a shield. Having a plan, and once again, I don't teach defense. I teach performance shooting. So I have a little bit of a different approach towards it, but I'm here for the end users. Now, what I teach can cross-pollinate into the tactical and defensive realm, but that is not me. That is not for me to do. That is why I work very closely with Aaron Cowan. We're very good friends. We've known each other for quite some time now. We don't agree on everything, which I think is fantastic. He has shown me a lot. I've shown him a lot, and I think that we're both better people for meeting each other and spending time together. Our goal while working together was to kind of break that monotony, to break that whole camp mentality of instructors and students. You know, students that kind of follow one field or one camp of instruction, and they completely ignore or talk down to other methods. Well, what Aaron and I wanted to do was to kind of show the world that, you know, forget the U.S., but the world, that we can work together even though we have completely separate backgrounds, and that we're more open to new things and new ideas and different techniques and things that just work. Because we're here for the students. We're not here to make a name for ourselves. We're not here to live in the limelight. Aaron and I are both very humble individuals, and all I would like to do is to offer the best possible training and guidance and coaching to my peers and to the students and the people that decide they want to come and talk to me.
See, the thing I like about that philosophy, that's not really that old of a philosophy, but it got lost. In my generation, it got lost. The last time I saw that philosophy was in the martial arts, and it yielded this one guy that was like considered like to be a revolution in the martial arts at the time, because he got rid of a lot of the dogma, and he got rid of a lot of the institutionalization. And his name is Bruce Lee. And he embraced all disciplines and brought it together and developed something that, if it doesn't, you know, if this doesn't work for me, then this will. And it was all based upon the student and the gift, you know, whatever attributes they bring to the performance. So that sounds like what you're doing.
Very much so. I've always, at the end of classes, I always feel awkward, because sometimes people will bring the light, like, hey, I never thought of it that way, or I never did it this way, you know, thank you for instructing me. And I don't feel like I instructed anyone. I feel like I just showed them what they already knew inside of them and the potential they already had. I just helped them unlock it. And that's all I'm here to do. That's my goal. My goal is to make sure that I help people progress to the next level of experience and professionalism so that they can take that and they can create a better, you know, experience for shooting and hopefully a more successful one.
Bruce Lee referred to that as the finger pointing to the moon. Next time you're thinking about it, you're doing exactly what that is. Pace, before we run out of time, paceshooting.com is where you can find. How much longer will you be in California? When are you going back to the Pace?
I will be in California on special projects for about another couple months. I can't, it's yet to be determined, actually. Mr. Parks and I will be talking in the next couple weeks about the plans that we have and what we can do to get the process done in a timeline.
Roger that. That will be somewhat interesting. I've been planning on trying to get with Cowan and Trek, so now added to my bucket list. And see, don't worry, I'm not going to come up to you and congratulate you for teaching me, but I will be looking for the scotch.
I have that.
And I know you're in his general vicinity. You're probably sitting in the same room as him. I called Mike Parks today because I'd seen Paul Van Dunk doing the introduction to the knock, and I wanted him to come on the show to talk about the knock because I don't know that much about it just yet. He was the introducer, and he was in the car with Mike. So, I mean, he put that together really great. I appreciate you pivoting as fast as you did coming on the show. And we will do this definitely again because the agency ecosystem is just beginning. I can't wait to see what it becomes. It's sort of neat. It's neat to find a bunch of young, driven people today. That's sort of exceptional. So I'm digging being part of it. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Oh, yes. Hey, you'll get it again. Don't worry about it. And I'm going to be working on the Rogaine so I can try to grow that middle strand of hair, I want that mohawk.
Outstanding.
You rock it. You rock it, son. Thank you very much for joining me, Paul. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. And that will wrap it up, folks. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.